But that's really like the heart of See Here Love is belonging. So it makes sense to say like you belong and, you know, you're a part of this.
From Crossroads Media, this is See Here Love with Melinda Esterbrooks, Season 10, Episode Number 1.
Let's go.
Season 10, first show. Yes.
Excited.
Season 10.
For the occasion, I put on 10 pounds. Because I'm a team player.
If I had known it was all 10s, I would have said 10s. Bring on the 10s. But what a celebration. Love that you're here. Cheryl Nemhard. Oh, OG from the first episode. Absolutely. As a web show, speaker, author, justice advocate. I'm so glad you're here.
I'm so glad
Celebrate
to be
the
here.
10.
We did it.
Yay. Joanna LaFleur, another OG. Executive Director of Word Made Digital, welcome.
Thanks.
Man, we've come a long way, babies.
From the kitchen.
Studio C to Studio A. Here we are. Yeah.
A few pounds, a few wrinkles.
That's okay. True. You were a young millennial when
That's
we started.
True. I was young.
Yes, I'm you were so young. Young. And Judith McCartney, so you're a senior pastor, you're a speaker, you're a nonprofit builder, and you've been a friend of See Her Love and Mine for many years, and welcome.
Good
to the celebration.
Be here. Yeah, 10 years.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, my goodness. We were right? babies when we started.
Yes, we were.
I know.
Amazing.
Well, this is the studio time, but as we celebrate season 10, we're going actually across Canada to meet with women and share our stories and encourage them at different conferences and events, building belonging, community, and friendship. And so I just want to share these amazing moments and pictures with you before we get into our great conversation, because earlier this season, I went to Val-de-Mont, Quebec, to hang out with 30 incredible women and share about See Here Love and our mission. And I'm so grateful to Kathy, who's a big supporter of See Here Love, who hosted the event, invited me to come and meet her friends and clients.
Awesome.
So excited about that. And then the following weekend, myself, Dr. Mary and Ann Miranda, who you have seen before, they've been co-hosts and panelists. We went to the Yukon, White Horse Yukon, to share our stories at the See Here Love You Belong conference with 120 women.
That's
they said
amazing.
It was one of like, the largest women's conferences ever there.
Wow.
We explored the Alaska Highway. It was so much fun. And the
Love
message
that.
Was, you belong. But I have to do a shout out to the Filipino.
Yes.
Community.
Congregation yeah. in Whitehorse, Yukon. Carmela and Pastor Byron were just
so
beaming
good.
And so excited we were there.
Talk about belonging.
And belonging.
Right.
And you know how many times the women said, thank you for remembering us.
Mm,
and thank you for inviting us to belong into the See Here Love community. So we're all part of this as sisters.
Yep.
From Quebec to the Yukon, now here we are. So let's get into this conversation, our conversation about belonging, because it's so important. How would you define what belonging is or looks like?
Well, for me, it's welcome, invitation, and hospitality. Mm-hmm. It's that posture of kindness where you invite people into your spaces and introduce them to other spaces. And you've done that for me many times. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, leave no man behind, right?
Yeah.
It's about relationship, right. relationship, relationship.
Good. I like yeah. that. Right. Yeah.
I feel it's like a feeling less than like, yeah. like I'm imagining myself around a campfire
yeah.
or I'm imagining yeah. around a table and we're all passing the bowls yeah. of food to
yeah.
each
oh,
other.
Oh, I love
like,
that.
It's a feeling more than anything else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know
good.
It when you feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah that's true.
Sure. For me, I think it's when you feel seen, valued and embraced without the pressure to have to be on or the need to change yourself. Like yeah. you're loved and welcomed and embraced as your authentic self.
I love
it. Joking, like no shapewear needed.
Yeah. I'm not gonna do it.
No These things matter.
Yeah. Oh, I should be like, oh, okay, now I feel better. No, I love those examples. And you know, can you imagine a world where everybody felt they belonged?
Yeah.
Where everybody felt the kindness, yeah. that they could yeah. just be themselves. Imagine what that would look like.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, we have, and many women and friends of ours that we know, have not felt belonging.
Right.
They have been excluded. They have felt the other. So we're just going to go right there, right, quickly, vulnerable and honest. When was a time where you felt that you did not belong? How did you feel? What were the circumstances?
Yeah.
And what was the impact of your life when that happened, when you didn't belong?
Gosh, for me, it was when I was in middle school. I'm going all the way back, girl.
Just a few years.
Yes, just a few years. But in middle school, it was all about belonging to that girl gang, right? And so I was part of this little girl group, but I did not feel like I belonged. I felt so excluded. They went shopping without me.
Right.
And I found out from the grapevine, not through Instagram, but the grapevine, you know, old school. And so what happened with that was I found other friends. And I made sure to invite other people into the gang of ours, the new gang. So it actually turned out really well for me. So, yeah. As hard as it was.
It was. I mean,
it was hard.
Junior high, high school, all of that. That can really make an imprint forever when you feel that.
It molds you.
Yeah.
And I didn't like the way it made me feel. When you exclude people, it makes you feel bad.
Yeah. Everybody's got a junior high story.
Yeah. You do too, right? Okay.
I've been thinking about the question more around, like, when you realize you don't belong in a group you've belonged to before, maybe like this junior high group, but more like as an adult, like we've grown and changed. And you're sort of sitting around with these people going, huh, I don't fit here anymore. I've grown. And it's not even necessarily a bad thing on either side. Like it's not the mean girls from junior high, but it can feel like grief. Like, wow, we were close and I thought this would be forever. And I'm realizing it's not. We're different now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. We're going deep, aren't we?
We are.
Going really deep now, very vulnerable moment to say here in this space that I feel I've always struggled with belonging, if I can be very honest. And it's around my definition. I have been embraced and welcomed into spaces, but then have found out that, you know, people have friendships outside of that space. And they're doing social things outside of that space. This has been a trend in my entire life. And the narrative that has been formed is that people love me for what I do, but they don't want friendship with me. And it's been a painful existence to be called all the time to be part of something for the gifts or talents that I have, the wiring that I have. But then when the lights go off, that's it. And so I've had to reconcile that, I think.
How have you done that?
I've had to just be okay with being wanted for the doing.
But do you feel like you have a group of friends that really love you for you?
Oh yeah, we'll talk about that. But in general, I think I now go into spaces not looking for, just to kind of protect myself. Not looking for the
You don't need it everywhere.
Right.
But you need it somewhere.
Somewhere. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right.
That's it.
But I think the mistake was trying to pair the spaces with relationships. So.
That's
thanks
a real
for sharing that.
I went all the way there.
Because I get that. I mean, my time when I didn't feel like I belonged was actually in my first career in a corporate setting, and I was called into an office by a gentleman that was actually not my boss, but my boss's sort of like equal. And him saying to me, "I just want to let you know, you laugh too loud. It's offensive in the organization. You laugh too loud and you're not corporate. Second, we don't like how you dress. Wearing fur vests and leather pants." And think about this. I was in my mid-20s working, you know, with young people. And so he commented on my laugh, which is a part of me. And then commented on my clothing. And we're not talking that it was inappropriate clothing. It was just the way that I expressed myself. I loved fashion and design. Well, what that felt like in a corporate is that I didn't belong there. I didn't belong in the place that I actually thought I was called to by God to serve. And that took a hit. It actually really isolated me from the people there. I started feeling like all insecure. So I'd be like, ha, 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 like laughing really quietly. I started dressing very conservative. I tried to form into what they wanted me to be.
Right.
And you know, just like me, I want to ask you this question because I feel like a narrative, some sort of really horrible lie of the enemy got put in your thought about your laughter and your dress. Did you feel like you had to diminish?
I felt like I had to go small. And I think with belonging, when you belong, you can laugh loudly.
Yeah.
Right.
You can wear your fur and leather. You can be your full, beautiful, dynamic self without judgment and conformity.
Yeah.
And I think the thing about belonging, it's not about conformity. Yeah. It's about acceptance.
Yeah.
And so that really took a hit. I'll be honest. I still remember that story so clearly.
Wow.
And what he said to me. And I've had to work through that, that I'm enough and I'm good the way that God created me. Mm.
Yeah. Are there times where it still impacts you, though, that comment? Does it come
back?
Not
as much, but there are moments. I hear myself laughing loud. I'm like, oh, is that too loud for people? Yeah. Are people going to comment?
Yeah.
You know? So I think there are those things about belonging that when you're it's like you're not like us, it can really damage.
And there's people who shapeshift, like at work, in a corporate environment or in your family or in these different groups. I'm going to be this kind of person in this. I'm going to reduce my laugh and button up my, you know, wear my blazer and suit jacket or whatever that context is.
Right.
And I'm good with it because this is where I'm doing. But in other ways, a lot of us, I think, can't turn it off. We can't just leave it at the door and do a, you know, work at a corporate bank or something. Yeah. We want to be, have more integrity with who we are everywhere we go.
Right.
And it's really hard, I think, in younger generations especially, it's really hard when you're being told your whole self can't come to the office.
Yeah.
Where, like, I think people want to do that now. But I think there was a time where you could kind of leave it at the door, but I don't think people want that anymore.
No.
I was just thinking about, because that's such a good conversation. I was thinking, okay, listen to what Joanna's saying. How does that apply to you? And I just realized, like, my narrative was to bring my work, my A-game work self, but don't bring my silly, fun jokester, which nobody sees or wants to see. I can't be like, just like, hey, you know, I've got to, you know, and that's not the full us.
Yeah, true.
So the impact of when we have felt that we were shut out, othered, and didn't belong, how has that impacted us? How has that impacted
us? Such a good question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't want it to identify me. Mm-hmm. I wanted to find or identify that roadblock and find a really healthy outcome. I was only in seventh grade, but I thought, I don't want to feel this way anymore. So I was innovative. I'm like, okay, I'm going to be in control of this. I'm going to make sure that people are invited.
Yeah.
And that had a lot to do with me at first, but now...
Like a resilience.
Yeah. And I thought, I can't live this way. I can't feel marginalized. I can't feel sad, insecure, and go into a corner.
Yeah, and that's good for young women to hear, because usually it'd be like, I then isolate myself, get mad, feel depressed because of that, but... Judah's saying, no.
No way.
Get a new group.
Yeah, get a new group.
Where you belong. Yeah, that's good.
Absolutely. But like those same feelings, doesn't matter how old you are, whether like your earliest memories of that. I mean, I'm the youngest kid with three older brothers. There was a lot of things I was not invited to do. Can I come? No. Mom said I could come. Like from my earliest memories until now, sometimes that feeling still hits you. You know, we have different tools to deal with it.
Sure.
Yeah. I think I have much more like self, you know, self-awareness, assurance, confidence, resilience, you know, you gain tools for the journey. But that feeling, that first feeling, it can be the same. You can feel like you're back in junior high.
But it's a quick pivot, though.
Yes, it's a quicker pivot.
Right? It's quicker.
You hope so. You hope it is.
Yeah. It's a discipline. It's not a feeling.
Yeah.
And so if we stick to that feeling of feeling insecure and beaten up by that, it just overtakes you. You have to pivot as quick as you can. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's how I do it.
Yeah.
For me, it was a decision to remain open. You know, I'm thinking about all the beautiful work Brené Brown does, but that daring to be vulnerable again. Because everything in your being wants to just sort of like just the guard up, walls up. Yeah. But being vulnerable, and so externally, I've just said like, I'm going to be vulnerable and open and friendly and all the things.
Yeah.
And then externally, I go out of my way now to just like...
Yeah. It's a leaning in, isn't
and
it?
I think,
it's a leaning in.
I think the impact for me was that I eventually left the organization.
Right.
Yeah.
Sometimes it does take where that you have to make the decision to say this isn't this isn't where
the boundary you set for yourself,
right? And I continue to wear fur and leather and laugh loud.
That's right. You know,
and maybe that's my like. That's see, I can be me, and here I am. Yeah. So there's that part. Let's talk now about places, experiences where we felt that we belonged. Who saw you? What did that look like? What does it look like for us to be? in a space of belonging.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go first. I work in mainly a male-dominated landscape, and so that was and continues to be hard, but there were two males in my life that really catapulted me into belonging.
Amazing.
One was Dr. Paul Magnus. Thank you, Dr. Paul. he just said, you belong here in the master's course. So now, what am I doing? A doctoral course, right?
Good for you, yeah.
And I felt insecure. I tried to find so many reasons why I didn't want to go to that class on the first day, but he just kept prodding and, you know, wanting me to do it. Yeah. And also, Brian Bauman, he's the first male that said, you are a pastor. So, yeah,
so
I belonged.
Men affirming you, your gifting and speaking it out.
That's Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. What strikes me about it is when I think of all those moments in my own life, it's someone with authority or power in the room who had to say it. Or said to say it or demonstrate it. Mm-hmm. It was the person with the most power in the room that makes you feel like you belong in the room. Mm-hmm. Like I think of a boss who said to me, like, you've been here a few months, like, you really fit our culture.
Beautiful.
Like, I do. What? I
Amazing.
Thought I did, but I needed to hear, it from that voice.
Yeah.
Good.
Like, I can feel it in myself and hope that others see it too.
Yeah.
But that voice mattered.
Yeah.
And in that sense, for better and for worse, you know, those male authority voices in that case mattered to you.
It did.
It wasn't that they were men, but it mattered that level of authority they had. They had power. You know, realize the power you have to help others belong.
Yeah.
No, like if you're the powerful voice in the room.
They did it for me. They did.
Yeah. For me, it was, I think my life is really revolved around like strong women. And so there were some beautiful women in my life who created spaces of belonging, allowed me to be my authentic self. I got to shout out a friend here of this sort of family, Cheryl Weber. We all know her and love her. I remember when I first met her, she said to me, Cheryl, I need you to roar. Huh. You're not roaring. And I know you. I know that you're meant to be a lioness. Sorry.
Yeah.
And so people that just see you that actually do the opposite, that would be like, I love your laugh, like that encourage you to be your full self.
Right.
That also helps with belonging.
It does.
As well.
Yeah. I would say the same thing. I'm listening. I'm like, I have so many people in my life who saw me and then advocated for me, amplified my voice,
and called out,
called it out. Yeah. So when it was like, you know, in a church setting where I wasn't allowed to speak, preach, and lead, I left and went to a church where they were like, yes,
that's right.
We affirm, go and speak, we've got you, you can be on the board. Yeah. And over and over and over again, it's been people who have said, and at some great risk, who said, nope, it's actually greater to see what God has on your life for us to call it out than be where man and women have said, no, we want to follow what God is doing. And that's been in a lot of like areas of my life, mentors, organizations, and women too.
And look at the fruit and the productivity and the freedom. Look at all of our lives
when
we're in a space where we can fully roar and be ourselves. It's just, it's freedom.
Yeah,
because we
have a responsibility, don't we? We have a responsibility in activating other people, plus also activating ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's that idea of like, you get real clear.
Yeah.
If you don't, whether that's the junior high girls, and it's like, unfortunately, it took them being the mean girls for you to see, like, I don't want to be with or like those people.
Yeah. Right.
Or sometimes it's saying, like, this culture is not a fit for me. Or like, this is a place I'm coming to work versus this is a place I'm coming for like all layers of myself, you know, and we can have different spaces like
That's
right. But where are we? Or like, oh, I see that this relationship is coming to a crossroads where we're moving in different directions. Like you get clarity. And so sometimes the pain isn't a bad thing. It's just it's clarifying. Mm.
And I hear, too, that it's so much about the invitation.
Right.
Yeah.
There's the invitation to be your full self, the invitation to come into a space that is safe, the invitation to speak, the invitation to lead.
Right.
And I think that lands on us as women in our age and space now where we need to be those to extend the invitation to next generation others.
And a 15-second tie-in, it sounds like we're all saying, go in the spaces where you feel belonging.
Yeah.
And be willing to speak up and do the hard choices and advocate for yourself when you don't feel like you can be your full self.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking about belonging, and for some people, as we like launch and celebrate season 10, some people don't know about See Here Love. I don't know why, but you're going to know now, because right. we are all about creating belonging and connection with women across Canada. Mm-hmm. Here's who we are and what we're about and how you can join our community. Watch this. See Here Love was launched in 2017 as a web show. And today, we are reaching millions through TV shows, podcasts, events, weekly newsletters, and multiple digital platforms, sharing the good word and our faith stories with courage and vulnerability.
Systems can erase women in all kinds of yeah. ways. Mm-hmm. But that's not the heart of God.
See Here Love is more than just a show.
This is the most diverse and inclusive women's show in Canada. You sought to make this space reflective of the kingdom of God.
It's a safe place of belonging.
I think many times women hit my season of life. Children have moved out in retirement, and what does that look like? And you have to kind of come back to discovering that you're not done yet.
Where we amplify diverse Canadian voices.
I've got the entire world crashing down on me. I'm gonna close it all, open the Bible.
And lean in and learn from one another.
We're not perfect. It's linked to burnout and anxiety and depression. The only person that was ever perfect was Jesus.
Where we listen and talk about hard things. What are people gonna think when I'm bringing forward like perimenopause and menopause and admitting openly that I'm struggling, and encourage each other through our grief and losses?
For me, I am grieving my son. What I'm learning is not so much how to move on from this, but how to move forward with it.
And where we celebrate our wins.
If you look around this table, you see so many skin colors, you see so many different age like groups, and I think that's so beautiful because there's not a lot of spaces where I go where I see this, especially with women.
Where women come together to know that you are seen, you are heard, and you are deeply loved by God. Will you join us in our mission? Your support is vital to the continued growth and impact of See Here Love. And we want you to be a part of what God is doing through See Here Love.
God is a God who keeps his promises.
Donate so we can keep creating inspiring content, host meaningful events, and expand our reach. Pray that more women will know that they're not alone in their struggles and will grow deeper in their relationship with Jesus. Follow and engage with us on socials so you can be part of a growing and dynamic community. To give, visit seeherelove.com/donate. Join us. We need you. We need you.
Wow.
Yeah, we do.
That's
yeah.
the first time I've seen that yeah. incredible
Yeah,
job.
Thanks. Wow. I think, well, it just gives
a little
sense
emotional,
of, yeah, I know.
Yes, I got emotional, actually.
I know. Well, it just gives a sense. I know. I think I'm going to get emotional, but just 10 years of God's faithfulness.
Jeez.
The work. So thank you all for being a part of it.
Thank you, Mel. You're
welcome. On that, belonging. So we know how hard it is when you are othered, and then we know how amazing it is when we are accepted and belong and invited. Where are you creating spaces of belonging in your own life so that we can learn and say, hey, you know, that's great. Maybe I can do the same thing.
Mm. I think in light of our conversation, because of that woundedness and that feeling to shrink and all the ways we dim down when we don't feel fully valued in our authentic selves, mm-hmm. I'm really excited that, you know, my love affair of late has been a beautiful organization called Women Speakers Collective, and it's where we're gathering female communicators, leaders, teachers, speakers, anyone that uses their voice who has felt silenced or dimmed or contained or has had to defend even the call to speak. It's a beautiful place where we say, hey, you could sit with us, you know, with your authentic self. We can make mistakes. We can learn together. And we champion each other, like legitimately cheer each other on. And I love that. I love that we can do that.
Glad that you're in that. Yeah, I'm glad that you're doing that. Yeah. I'm really glad, Cheryl.
How about you, Joe?
Different direction.
Oh, do share.
Okay.
I do a night. I host something called the Nosy Neighbors Nights, Nosy Neighbors, yeah. Exactly what it sounds like. Recognizing in this tall condo tower that I live in, a lot of us live in similar, like, the design of the place is different, but we've all done something different with that little box. Mm-hmm. So we're nosy. We want to know, like, what do you do with yours?
Okay.
And so each condo is assigned. They need to just want a simple one drink, one little snack or bite. Mm-hmm. So it's not a big spread you have to do. And we're going to go from place to place over the course of a few hours. And it keeps the conversation going, too, because you're moving from place to place. If you don't really know each other well, it gives you an activity. And we have had so much fun with these in my building. We stay longer, like hours longer than we expect to stay. And we've done them a few times through different seasons of the year and different groupings.
Yeah.
And it has absolutely made the building feel more homey, more like
connected.
Belonging, more connected.
Yeah. And like how many people in condos in Toronto or in cities around the world are so isolated?
Right.
Yeah.
And you think, oh, they're all there. They'll meet people. Yeah. There's a lot of people.
And you're the only one who isn't. It feels that way.
Yeah.
Like everyone else is busy and doing stuff, but you're the only one. And how do you make that? That's not true. We all feel that way. How do we?
So should we do an international nosy neighbor? What is it?
Nosy neighbor nights.
See her love.
See her love nosy neighbor nights across the world.
Oh. Let's just not tell them. Let's just show
them. You belong. You belong.
I love it. I have some popcorn.
For me, it's just inviting people into my space as often as I can. Come into my space, meet my friends, meet my people, and giving people that opportunity to just rise, to rise. Because did I have all those opportunities?
No,
I don't think so, right? But inviting people into those spaces and constantly just affirming, building confidence. I needed that when I was younger.
And when you say spaces, is that like your home, work, in like your mentoring?
Actually, it's everything.
Okay.
But within reason, of course, there are some times where I just need my boundaries, my own space. So I need to protect that, obviously. But in those spaces that are curated for other people, come on in.
Cool.
Yeah, that's so good.
Come on in.
I love it. It's invitation, safe spaces. And thanks. See your love. I think from the very beginning of like when I was called up, called out and invited, that was sort of the heart and foundation of See Her Love. So let's create a space where women can come, share their stories, connect with people. I love when we're in the green room and you're all like, ah, I love it.
Yeah, me too.
Like, that's actually my favorite. We should be recording those moments of connection and belonging in a green room. Yeah. But that's really like the heart of See Her Love is belonging. So it makes sense to say like you belong and, you know, you're a part of this, of this community to share.
Did you know it was going to become this sort of flourishing, beautiful community?
No, I honestly didn't. When we started 10 seasons ago, we were sitting in Studio C as a web show. Yeah. I honestly had no idea where God was going to take this. I really didn't. I thought it's a web show. We'll see how it goes, you know, with our like, you know, cords coming down and tablecloths and no makeup artists, nothing, right? Remember those days? And we were going either 28 minutes or 48 minutes. And we had no idea.
But it's because people belong or feel that they belong that it's begun to grow or flourish.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Thanks for setting that standard, though.
Authentic belonging.
I know, 10 seasons. Well, thank you, Cheryl, Joanna, Judith, for today, for this show, for this conversation. It encourages me, and I hope it encourages you as you look for places of belonging, as you create spaces for belonging. And if you've had a really tough moment or, you know, experience of not belonging, we just want to encourage you that you belong.
Yeah.
And that God loves you. So for more information all about See Hear Love and these beautiful guests and people, seehearlove.com. You can sign up for our newsletters, watch past episodes, get to know us and our guests all on our new website. And again, seehearlove.com. And as always, know that you are seen, heard, and deeply loved by God and that you belong. Thank you for joining us. And now let's celebrate!
The Bible can feel overwhelming, confusing, or hard to believe. Scripture Untangled, a new podcast by the Canadian Bible Society, brings you interviews with culture leaders, leaders in ministry, and Bible thinkers to help you be inspired to dive into the Bible and understand it. Listen for free and subscribe to Scripture Untangled on your preferred podcast app. Visit scriptureuntangled.ca for more information.
Thank you for listening to See Hear Love, the podcast with Melinda Estabrooks.
We are able to do See Here Love because of these generous sponsors. Tyndale University. Melinda and I are both Tyndale alumni. Tyndale is where you will experience high-quality academics interwoven with faith and a community of students and faculty that challenges you to live authentically, to follow Christ, and actively engage your culture. Visit www.tyndale.ca. The Canadian Bible Society champions the Bible as the voice of God, revealing Jesus Christ, the living word. Go to www.biblesociety.ca. Please check out these amazing organizations who are doing life-transforming work and who we are proud to be partnered with.